Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Orange County.
I had no idea that was your husband.
To New Jersey.
I never expected this.
Step it up.
Get behind the scenes and relive the drama.
Don't talk to him. He's a little twerp.
All of this is unimportant to me.
With exclusive interviews and celebrity guests.
Let me tell you something right now.
This is Getting Real with the Housewives.
Hey guys, welcome to Getting Real with the Housewives, a Housewives podcast from right here at Us Weekly, where we break down all your latest Housewives news, give you exclusive interviews with your favorite ladies, and dish the dirt on all things Real Housewives related. I'm your host, Christina Garibaldi. This week, we sit down with former Real Housewives of New York star Bethany Frankel, who opened up about how she's parenting an emotional preteen during the pandemic, why you just can't have it all, and how she is giving back to small businesses.
So I'm so excited to speak with you today. And I know that you are teaming up with Scotch Brand for a really important cause to support small businesses. So why was this so important to you? And tell me all about it.
Well, I've worked in disaster relief and we've done a lot during the pandemic. So Be Strong Initiative helped 100 small businesses with micro grants. So I have so many things in common with Scotch Brand, particularly in their Ship It Forward program, because they're helping small businesses. You get to nominate a small business that can get financial support and assistance and shipping supplies. Scotch Brand is about efficiency and being organized and being set up for success and having good sort of systems and operations, which is challenging now, particularly for small businesses. We have to shift, we have to do things differently. We have to take things literally into our own hands, whether it's shipping boxes and taping up boxes yourself, which you might not have done that before. And businesses could have, a little bit of help could make the difference between a success and a failure in a small mm-hmm. business. A very, very big difference. So it's great that they're really trying to activate and be involved in what's really going on in the moment at this time in small business. It's a really big crisis.
Mm-hmm, definitely. I mean, you mentioned Be Strong and how much you have done for this disaster relief initiative. And so what has that experience been like for you? Obviously, giving back is something that is so important and you've been doing this for so long.
It's been great because particularly we just hit $100 million in worldwide relief aid, cash cards, PPE. We just hit $1 million in Texas and surrounding areas. And we're in Alabama now helping with the catastrophic tornadoes. There's so many disasters and we have a crisis within a crisis because PPE is not affordable and people aren't vaccinated. And so everyone's sort of suffering or many people in the country are suffering. So it's great to be able to feel that you have a sense of control. Mm-hmm. And just like what we're talking about with Scotch Brand, to be able to shift and say, okay, it's a pandemic and people don't have PPE, so how can I get involved? Or okay, there's a terrible hurricane within a pandemic, so how can I get involved? 100% goes to the effort. We are fully hands-on. We don't complain or explain. We're not political. We basically get in and say, where is the catastrophe? Where is the disaster? Where does the aid need to go? Let people know exactly where every single cent of their dollar is going. And that has tended to be very successful and gives people a real good return on their philanthropic investment, which is so important because the bigger charities take a lot of the money and have more bureaucratic expenses and can't be as nimble and quick and just kind of get in and get out as quickly as we can, which is why we've helped governments with PPE and all 50 states. It's been, so you feel like you have some control. You can kind of get in and do something.
Definitely. You're doing great work. You really are. You're doing fantastic stuff. And in the midst of all this and doing your businesses and be strong, you're also a mom. And so you're trying to juggle it all. I mean, how have you and Bryn got even closer during this time together? Because, you know, obviously you've been at home, you know, you're homeschooling, you know, a lot of togetherness.
It's been a lot of togetherness. The meals were great in the beginning, the cooking. I bought her these sort of kids knives, like kids chef's knives. Mm-hmm. So she started cooking her own food. She's made like Parmesan avocado crisps, and she started eating Caesar salad, which she never even ate lettuce before. She started eating this like sesame ginger salad and making her own pasta. I mean, from like boiling the pasta to you know, putting it, not like just pouring sauce on top, just really making pasta and cooking for herself. And she's done a ton of art. She's very artistic. So that's been great. I mean, that's my place of yes. That's sort of what I'm talking about shifting, pivoting, just saying, okay, how do we make this into a positive? Mm-hmm. Being together, her homeschooling, you know, you'll never get the time back as a parent. Everyone knows that. And it's the truest statement ever made. So to have this time together is great. I mean, it's been amazing and interesting, and I just love it. And it's funny because she'll be on a break from school and want to hang out, you know, as if like I don't normally work while she's at school because I don't work when I'm with her. She doesn't really know I work. Mm-hmm. So now she's on a break or lunch and it's like, oh, wait, what are we doing? I'm like, I don't know you're usually at school. We're here. So I end up spending more time with her because we end up doing some art or doing something at lunch. And it's been definitely different. It's been amazing. But people have seen how strong they can be and what they can do with their lives, their businesses, and change and think for the future, plant seeds for when things are thriving again.
Yeah. I mean, what would you say is the hardest part about parenting a preteen?
They go through emotional things at school, you know, but being home, you know, they're all like slightly anxiety ridden, but they don't really know it because they're not familiar with the terms that we use. So you feel that they don't understand whether or not seeing their friends as much. I mean, I think that thing, the time, like basically feeling, parents always feel guilt. You feel guilty if you're not spending every second with your kids and now you're home with your kids all day. And I know I hear from parents that they get frustrated. You know, you bicker more with your partners, with your kids, with your friends. I mean, you take things more seriously. We value time differently. I mean, everything's different, but I think it's good for us to get that exercise and see what can happen. It'll be just interesting how homeschool will be affected later. And if people will think that they can sometimes rely on that at home, like, I don't know. People will be like, wait, I don't have to go in. I can homeschool. So it's interesting.
Right. I mean, what have you learned about yourself during this time? And what has been the highlight for you over the past few months?
I mean, I value self-care very much. I value sleep. I don't exercise really very much at all. So that hasn't been great, but really trying to sleep as much as possible and make that such a priority. And I've now convinced myself that sleep is exercise. So I tell everybody that no one seems to agree with me. So I'm going to continue to push that forward, but I wake up sweating sometimes in a cold sweat. So I think it's exercise. And I've learned, I've always been a place of yes person, meaning really just, I'm good in a crisis. So when things get crazy, I get stronger and tougher. So that's been, my business is doing extremely well. My brand is doing incredibly well because instead of being a deer in headlights, I didn't panic. And I just like immediately started doing business differently and found my way in immediately.
Mm-hmm. Has turning 50 given you a new perspective on things? And if so, how?
I think turning 50, just you look at some clothes and you're like, do I need to be wearing that? It has nothing to do with your body or anything, but like, I prefer one piece for the most part. I wear a bikini, but I prefer one piece. I just think you like more high quality clothing and you're comfortable in your own skin. And just accepting where you are. I launched the Bethany brand. I've never put my name on a product before. So that was years ago I had a baked goods company called Bethany Bakes, but in this chapter of my life, I've never put a product, my name on a product. So the sunglasses were a huge hit. I guess it's more of a women's brand versus a girl's brand. So that was a big change. My daughter produced a whole video for me that I ended up using for a brand on social media. So that was a pretty big deal. Cause you just were using what you have. Your staff couldn't come in. It was a pandemic. So your daughter who's 10 became your producer, videographer, you know, stagehand.
Yeah. Well, we saw you on the beach in Miami. I mean, no exercise does you well. So you look fantastic.
Thank you. We all know, even if you're thin, it gets a little flabby, but I don't know. You can't be thin successful, having sex, tan, in good shape, and sleeping well at the same time. If you know somebody who is, then tell them not to call me. I don't want to know who they are. So for me, I'm, you know, present with my daughter and getting a good night's sleep, and my business is doing well. So exercise will wait another 6 months until I really, until I really make it a priority. Yeah.
What is one thing about parenthood that you wish you knew before you had Bryn?
I mean, I don't know. That's a great, what's one thing I wish I knew before? It wouldn't matter. I mean, that you would feel worried all the time. It doesn't make a difference in anything you didn't know you're going through. It's not, nothing's going to, it is what it is. I love being a parent, and I love that there's no perfect child or no perfect parent. So you have to go with your gut, just like in business, by the way, go with your gut on what the right thing to do is. You don't need to crowdsource parenting tips. Moms can be judgmental, and I don't believe in giving or taking unsolicited advice. If someone wants advice, I'll give it. And if I ask for it, I'll take it. But otherwise, I don't believe in that.
Definitely. And we are asking all mothers, what is the one thing you want for Mother's Day?
Oh, I don't even want anything. I haven't even thought about wanting something. What do I want? I don't really want anything. Maybe the housework that I'm doing on this place that I'm in, just to be done, but no one can do that except for me. So I have to give myself the gift of renovation.
Definitely. Well, Bethany, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
Well, that's it for this week's episode of Getting Real with the Housewives. But if you want more Housewives news, head on over to usmagazine.com, where we've got you covered.